A man who'd been charged with dangerous driving causing death has been acquitted more than 4 years after the fatal Kelowna crash occurred, despite admitting in a separate civil matter that the crash was caused by his negligence. A 30-year-old Burnaby man was killed in a serious crash in the early morning hours of August 13, 2019 at the intersection of Harvey Avenue and Cooper Road. At the time, police said a Cadillac SUV traveling east on Harvey collided with a Honda Accord traveling north on Cooper. The driver of the Honda was pronounced dead at the scene. According to a 2020 Vancouver Sun article, Ronald Thompson, now 80 years old, was initially charged under the Motor Vehicle Act with driving without due care and attention and failing to obey a traffic control signal. He was not initially charged under the Criminal Code. Speaking with the Vancouver Sun, the family of 30-year-old Devin Murak said they were left devastated by the Crown's decision. But in October 2020, the BC Prosecution Service instead charged Thompson with the criminal offense of dangerous driving causing death. Thompson pleaded guilty to the charge a short time later, on November 30, 2020. A few months later, Thompson instead applied to take back his guilty plea. On January 6, 2022, a judge granted Thompson's withdrawal of the plea and the trial went ahead this past October. Following the 5-day trial, Thompson was acquitted of the charge this past Monday. Back in 2019, Corporal Megan Foster of the Kelowna RCMP said, "Drugs and alcohol are not factors in this crash." Murak's family filed civil lawsuits against Thompson back in July 2021, claiming Thompson T-boned Murak's Honda after failing to stop for a red light at the intersection. In a filed response to the suit, Thompson says he admits, for the purpose of this action only, that the collision occurred as a result of the defendant, Ronald William Thompson's negligent operation of the Cadillac. It's not clear where that civil matter now stands, but this past September, Thompson filed his own suit against ICBC, alleging the insurer has breached their contract by refusing to insure Thompson in the crash. In the claim, Thompson says ICBC issued a letter to him in January 2021 stating that because he had been convicted of a criminal offense in the matter, his insurance coverage was voided. After Thompson successfully withdrew his guilty plea, he says ICBC must now pay him for the value of his totaled vehicle. ICBC has yet to formally respond to Thompson's suit.